I've always been quite hasty. I blow up just like a bubble, and I say things that I honestly don't mean. Well, I'll have to cure this habit, or I'll get myself in trouble, and I'll finish up by making quite a scene. For instance, only yesterday I tried to cross the road. I nearly got run over by a car. I shouted to the fellow, "Learn to drive, you little toad." The ugly little midget that you are. He stopped and then got out, and I could see that the chap was over 6 feet tall and looked just like a tree. He said, "What was that that you said?" I said, "Who said?" He said, "You said." I said, "Me." He said, "Yes, you." I said, "Not me." He said, "I've half a mind to thrash you." I said, "Thrash you?" He said, "Thrash you." And I stood back there astounded at his flow of repartee. He said, "I know just what you thought." I said, "Who thought?" He said, "You thought." I said, "Me." He said, "Yes, you thought I was small." "So in future, be more careful." I said, "Bet your life I will be." Then he got back in his car, and that was all. A week ago today, I went to supper with a girlfriend. She's the girlfriend when our husband's not about. Well, I knew that it was risky and that anything might happen if he suddenly came in and found us out. So we sat and had some supper, then we polished off the gin. Then she said, "My husband's listening at the Zohar." I said, "Let the blighter listen. Come on, let's have one more kiss. If he comes in here, I'll smash him on the jaw." The door then opened widely with a crash. And he stood there like a giant as he curled his huge mustache. He said, "What was that that you said?" I said, "Who did?" He said, "You." He said, "I really ought to kid you." I said, "Kill who?" He said, "Kid you." I said, "Me?" He said, "Yes, you." I said, "But how?" He said, "You'll see." I said, "But you'd be hung for murder." He said, "Who would?" I said, "You would." He said, "Me?" I said, "Yes, you." He said, "You're right." "I shall have to think that over." I said, "What?" He said, "What you said." I said, "Yes, well, I'll be going now. Good night."